from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news.
This is Newsline, first the headlines. RI moves to strengthen domestic market and amid global tensions. Indonesia inspects 32,760 mass transport for homecoming safety. And here is the news in detail. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto highlighted the importance of strengthening the domestic market to anticipate the impact of ongoing global political conflicts. Hartarto referred to the recent attacks by the United States and Israel on Iran, which have created uncertainty affecting stability in several economic sectors, including transportation and logistics. He added that shipping activities have also been affected, with some vessels unable to operate normally, prompting the government to remain cautious in managing the economy through the end of the year. Hartarto said the government must therefore explore various alternatives to address disruptions in affected sectors. Indonesia's Ministry of Transportation has reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring travel safety ahead of the 2026 Eid al-Fitri homecoming season by conducting ramp checks on 3,760 public transport units across various modes nationwide. Transportation Minister Dudi Purwagandi said he had instructed ministry officers to consistently carry out ramp checks in accordance with applicable procedures to ensure that only roadworthy vehicles serve travelers during the Eid homecoming period. Purwagandi also urged all public transportation on operators to proactively maintain their fleets and ensure full compliance with safety standards before deployment. Next news is coming from Indonesia's Finance Minister Purbaya Yudi Sadewa has said that subsidized fuel prices could increase if global oil prices continue rising and surpass the national budget capacity to offset costs. He stressed that any price hike would occur only if the state budget can no longer absorb global oil price pressures. Finance Ministry calculations show the budget deficit could reach 3.7% of GDP if oil prices hold at $92 per barrel all year without government intervention. Purbaya said the government will implement mitigation measures to prevent higher oil prices from widening the fiscal deficit. Options include fuel price adjustments or reallocating state spending. Low-priority programs could be trimmed to maintain fiscal health, while essential programs affecting public welfare remain fully funded. Let's move on to our next news, where Indonesia's deputy tourism minister inspected safety and security conditions at several major tourist destinations in Bali ahead of the 2026 Eid al-Fitri holiday. As authorities prepare for a surge in domestic travels during one of the country's busiest tourism periods, Deputy Tourism Minister Niluh Puspa said the inspection aimed to ensure destinations were ready to handle rising visitor numbers while maintaining safety and comfort for tourists. During her working visit to Bali, she assessed several popular tourist sites to check preparedness for the expected influx of visitors. The Eid holiday is considered one of the peak travel seasons for domestic tourism in Indonesia, with Bali remaining one of the most visited destinations. The Indonesian government has set a 2028 deadline for completing the construction of the government core areas in all four new autonomous provinces of Papua. Deputy Home Affairs Minister Ripka Haluk said she confirmed the agenda after conducting a first-hand inspection of a KIPP development site in Hubikosi, Jayawijaya District, Highland, Papua, alongside Deputy Public Works Minister Diana Kusumastuti and Highland Papua Governor John Tabo. In a statement received on Sunday, Haluk said the government has designated the four KIPPs as national strategic projects, with President Prabowo Subianto expected to inaugurate them upon completion. Haluk reported that the South Papua KIPP had completed development and has been functional since January 5th this year, while physical construction in Southwest Papua has reached 90%. Indonesia's National Nutrition Agency said local nutrition service units play a crucial role in shaping public perception of the government's free nutritious meals program, stressing the importance of clear and coordinated communication as the initiative expands nationwide. The agency said the Nutrition Fulfillment Service Units, known as SPPG, serve as the program's front line at the community level and act as the main point of contact between the government and beneficiaries. Khairul Hidayati, head of the agency's Legal and Public Relations Bureau, said on Saturday that effective public communications is essential to ensure the program is properly understood and supported by the public. She said the program is one of the government's strategic efforts to improve the nutritional status of school children and other vulnerable groups across Indonesia. Next news is on a senior Indonesian lawmaker who said International Women's Day should serve as a momentum to strengthen national awareness of gender equality and accelerate efforts to ensure justice and equal opportunities for women. Lestan Murdijat, Deputy Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly, said meaningful progress towards gender equality requires strong commitment from all sectors of society, as well as policies that create structural change. Murdijat said this year's International Women's Day theme, Give to Gain, highlights the importance of collaboration, generosity, and social investment in advancing gender equality. She added that the observance of International Women's Day during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan offers a timely opportunity to reflect on values such as empathy, justice, and social solidarity. From the defense sector, a senior Indonesian lawmaker said the military's decision to raise its alert status to Siaga 1 or Alert 1 reflects strong commitment to safeguarding national security amid rising global tensions, particularly in the Middle East. Dave Laksono, Deputy Chairman of Commission 1 of the House of Representatives, said on Sunday that the measure demonstrates the Indonesian military's readiness to respond to evolving international dynamics and ensures domestic stability. He said heightened vigilance is necessary given the current global situation, including escalating tensions in the Middle East, which could have broader implications for regional and global security. According to Laksono, the military's decision also reassures the public that the government and defense institutions are actively carrying out their responsibilities to protect the country. Let's move on to the cultural sector. Nyepi Cultural Parade in central Jakarta drew thousands of participants and spectators, with city officials saying the celebration strengthened religious tolerance and harmony in the Indonesian capital's diverse society. Jakarta Deputy Governor Rano Karno said the event was part of efforts to promote mutual respect among different religious communities in the city. The event featured a cultural parade and ogoh-ogoh statues to mark the Hindu Day of Silence Nyepi, which celebrates the Saka New Year 1948. Around 2,000 participants took part in the parade, which featured between 13 and 15 ogoh-ogoh statues. The parade drew attention from residents and visitors who gathered along the route to watch the cultural performance. Rano said the events was expected to provide entertainment for the public while encouraging appreciation for Indonesia's cultural diversity. Last but not least, we have news from the Ministry of Religious Affairs that said the distribution of ecoenzyme by the Indonesian Buddhist youth generation at the pesticide-contaminated Jelitering River in Banten is a real example of eco-theology. The minister's director general of Buddhist community guidance, Supriyadi, said that the Jelitering River in South Tangerang, Banten, which flows to the Cisadane River, has been contaminated with pesticide residues following a fire at a storage warehouse in February. Supriyadi explained that Buddhist teachings emphasize the importance of caring for nature as humans depend on the environment for their existence. There is a value that stresses the responsibility of humans to take care of nature, including forests and other natural resources. That was the news. This was Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
risk word of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. A quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Ki Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Kisah cinta yang What is this food?
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat rattan from North Sumatra.
Maafkan aku tak bisa memahami maksud amarahmu. Membaca dan mengerti isi hatimu. Ampuni aku yang telah memasuki kehidupan kalian, mencoba mencari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta, namun selama nafas berhembus, aku kan mencoba menjadi seperti yang kau minta. Cari celah dalam hatimu.
What is this food?
This food is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Kolak!
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Jepara is a famous city for its beautiful and natural beaches. The northern and western areas of Jepara are directly bordered by the sea that make these areas have many beaches. One of the good beach attractions in Jepara with Balinese flavor is Bando Beach. Listener, Bondo Beach offers beautiful views and exotic white sand that are soothing to the eyes. This is because the beach is always kept clean, and many pandan trees that grow around the beach add to the beautiful impression. Relaxingly sitting by enjoying the view of the beach while accompanied by the sound of the waves is a calming sensation. The cool beach breeze, white sand, and blue sea water combine in harmony with the beauty of Bondo Jepara Beach. Listener, playing or getting wet in the water is, of course, mandatory when visiting beach tourism. One of the advantages of Bondo Beach is that the waves are calm so that visitors can freely play on the edge of the beach without fear of being swept away by the waves. Playing in the sand at Bondo Beach, which has clean and fine sand, is a favorite among visiting tourists. Besides to increase tourist attraction, the management also provides various interesting photo spots for taking selfies. The appearance of its charm will be even more beautiful when the sun begins to set. The golden orange sky makes the atmosphere even more romantic. After the sunset view is over and day turns to night, you will enjoy the night atmosphere with charming twinkling lights, like seeing thousands of fireflies on Bondo Beach. You can also enjoy the beauty of the night here by camping on the large beach area. Listener, the name of Bondo Beach, which is located in Bondo Village, Bang Sri, sub-district Jepara Regency, Central Java, is taken from the location of the village called Bondo Village. For those who want to visit Bondo Jepara Beach, is open every day for 24 hours. The road to Bondo Beach is also good enough so that visitors can come by motorcycles or car rental services. If you are in Indonesia and in the city of Jepara, please look for the right time to get rid of your busy life by relaxing at Bondo Beach, Jepara. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. We'll see you tomorrow again. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
To realize equal access to education and produce world-class future leaders, especially in science and technology, the Indonesian government through the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology is running Sekolah Garuda or Garuda School at the senior high level. According to the Indonesian Vice Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Professor Stella Christy, PhD, this program is open for any high-achieving students, regardless of their economic background, regardless of where they live in Indonesia.
The first thing that we are addressing is that problem, that in Indonesia, we do not have equal opportunities. We do not have equal access for the best educations. And Sekolah Garuda, first and foremost, is addressing that. In addressing this, Sekolah Garuda really stands out from any other top schools that are in Indonesia, for any other high quality schools at Indonesia, because it's giving access. So to do this, Sekolah Garuda is actually going to give scholarships for at least 80% of the students. So those students who are actually have very, very good academic achievements, but they come from family who cannot afford. They come from families who cannot afford to go to the best schools. Now they will be able to do that in Sekolah Garuda. Secondly, Sekolah Garuda is really put of the second pillar of Sekolah Garuda is that we are actually really creating the new leaders of Indonesia. And what kind of new leaders that we want? Clearly, we want the new leaders who are able to compete internationally, to compete in the world, who are at ease speaking in international capacity, just like our president right now. At the same time, we need to have leaders who are very attuned to the diversity of Indonesia, are able to have empathy about the Indonesian, what makes Indonesia today, of the difficulties and all the challenges of Indonesia, as well as of the successes and being of Indonesia. And in order to do that, we are creating a third pillar of the Garuda High School, mm-hmm. is that not only the school has to excel academically, but the students will be required to really give back to the communities around them. So Garuda High School is very special. It's not an exclusive high school. It's a high school that is very inclusive, and yet it's a high school that's also very special.
You can listen and watch more on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id at RE Digital Mobile App Channel VOI and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Magic words. Hi VOI listener, today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go, Indonesian magic words. Tolong, please. Terima kasih. Thank you. Sama-sama. You're welcome. Permisi. Excuse me. Maaf. Sorry. Bolehkah saya? May I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Close the door, please. Permisi. Boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Liodra. Liodra Margareta Ginting, better known as Liodra, is an Indonesian singer and actress from Medan, North Sumatra, who was born on June 21, 2030. Liodra began her career as a professional singer after winning a talent search event on a national private television station in 2020. In 2024, the Indonesian maestro of romantic songs, Yofi Widianto, invites Liodra to collaborate in covering the song Terlalu Cinta, or So In Love. The song composed by Yofi Widianto was first released in 2006 and became a hit by Rosa. Now Yofi chooses Liodra to cover it because Liodra's voice character fits the song. This love-themed song with a pop ballad feel tells the story of feelings of sadness because of unrequited love. The lyrics convey a sense of despair and sadness because she cannot have the person she loves. Well, listener, here is the version of Terlalu Cinta by Liodra and Yofi Widianto.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu. Tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Jauh dari yang tentangnya. lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku?
Voice of Indonesia.
Hati ini tak mungkin, jiwa ini tak mungkin bertahan lagi setiap perlakuanmu kepadaku. Satu pintaku agar kau cintaiku sepenuh hati seperti aku mencintai dirimu. Sudah cukup untuk selamanya, diriku dipermainkan dirimu, aku tak mau lagi. Baby, baby, antara aku dengan dirimu, karena aku tak mungkin bisa membuat dirimu mengerti. Baby, baby, cukuplah sudah antara aku dengan dirimu, karena aku tak mungkin bisa membuat dirimu kembali seperti yang dulu.
Hear me.
Mana oh, janji manismu untuk diriku, mencintaiku sepenuh hatimu, sepenuh jiwamu.
Oh, kau takkan pernah bisa mengerti apa yang selalu ada di benakku, karena tak pernah kau coba untuk mengerti. Cukup untuk selamanya, diriku dipermainkan dirimu, aku tak mau lagi.
Sudah cukup beribu ku curahkan, tapi tak sedikit hatimu kau tuangkan. Buat diriku janjimu kau lupakan, untuk dirimu semua pasti ku utamakan.
Yo lady, you drive me crazy. Hey baby,
I need you lady.
tapi tak mungkin dirimu kembali. Cintai diriku seperti
baby, baby, cukuplah sudah antara aku dengan dirimu.
Oh, karena aku tak mungkin bisa membuat dirimu mengerti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan, sepakat tak kiri setelah beribu debat panjang. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini belum terima. Bongkat tangismu sore itu di pelukku. Nyatanya pergi ku pun tak lagi mengganggumu. Apa sudah ada kabar lain yang kau tunggu? Sudah
of Indonesia.
masa depan terbutakan oleh keraguan. Menderu terus menghantui sempat percaya ku tak mampu. Kau tak pernah sungguh
of Indonesia.
Aku tak tahu apa yang lain darimu. Hari ini apa itu karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai? Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci. Membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu, ya kamu. Kini ku tahu apa yang lain darimu hari ini. Itu bukan karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis gigi kelinci. Membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta.
Thank you for staying with us throughout today, feel free to contact and follow us on our YouTube account, VOI Official, or Instagram, VOI_official. I'm Kyra. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.